Welcome to the Go Trek podcast number 2. We are 8 days and 342 miles into our epic 3,000 mile elliptico ride around Europe.
It's hard to believe that we've only been on this journey for a week because so much has happened. We've seen so many people, had so many generous donations, done a couple of presentations now, visited so many places, and apparently are getting fitter.
Apparently we are getting fitter. In fact, Squash is easily slipping into those jeans, which were ever so tight at the beginning of this trip.
Thanks for that.
No, that's my pleasure. Up until now, too, we're in a car park in Tunbridge in Kent, and Squash's fingers are strangely cold today. Why is that, Squashy?
Because I'm a douchebag and I've just left my gloves in a house that we stayed in, very generously stayed in last night because Dave's cousins had us over. And we came out the door, locked it on a latch, and I've left my gloves in there. So we're just waiting to see if we can get them before we set off.
We've had some crazy downpours this morning. We haven't had much rain at all. We've been really lucky with the weather in these first few days.
Yeah, 10 minutes rain in Milton Keynes, and I think 2 minutes yesterday just outside of Brighton. So,
but from what I hear, if you live in Milton Keynes, even if the sun's out, it feels like it's raining.
But we had a lovely time there. We actually met up there with some other elliptico riders, and they joined us on our Milton Keynes to London leg of the journey. And it was fantastic moving along with a pod of riders. We got great speed. Gerard was at the front and he navigated and set the pace, and that was really nice. And of course, riding into London as a group was even more of a spectacle than usual. And there was a huge gang waiting for us in Trafalgar Square at the biggest welcome we've ever had so far, and there was probably a few thousand people there.
People wearing masks and randomly just holding banners up saying ban money. They were for us. I actually prefer the plural of elliptico riders as a tribe opposed to a pod.
It's well, like I did toy with the idea of a gaggle or a flock or a herd, but
it's almost like we're just a whole bunch of, we're basically the cast of Avatar strolling through the countryside.
I do feel a bit like a giant pterodactyl when I'm riding along on it.
That's actually what you remind me of, even when you're not on an elliptico.
Shut up, Ginger.
Right, today we are on the way to Gravesend. It's day 9 of the trip. We've only got 3 days left in the UK, and then we get into Holland. And I think as soon as we land in the Hook of Holland Saturday morning off the ferry, it's going to feel like we're on a proper expedition because we've left home.
Yeah, so far we've seen so many friends and actually stayed with our family as well. It's been amazing, but it doesn't really feel like we're on an expedition. It kind of feels like a really fantastic holiday so far.
Apart from the slight aches in the thighs and calves, just to remind us that we've done a pretty hefty distance so far.
Yeah, but I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised by the lack of pain that we're feeling in our muscles. You know, Dave and I didn't really do as much training as we perhaps should have done for this no. trip. I think 70 miles combined was not really enough, but we just thought, well, we're going to have a hard start to the journey and then it'll get better. But at the end of every day, we're kind of looking at each other as if to say, well, do your muscles hurt yet? But we've had not really any pain at all, have we?
None at all. It's just such a nice way to ride. It's a real icebreaker. These ellipticos are not just a novelty. We've determined that already. 350 miles in, it's a wonderful way to travel. We're getting fit, and we've still got 2,600 miles of hopefully joyous road to look forward to. So, should we go to Gravesend? You guys can follow us online on thegotrek.com.
And please keep your generous donations coming in. We're just asking people to donate £3 for 3,000 miles that we're riding and aiming to raise £3,000. You can donate on justgiving.com, thegotrek/thegotrek.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. But there's a link on our website, so you
there
can get
is.
To it that way.
Guys, thanks so much for your support. We're almost at £1,000, so we'd love to get over the 1,000 by the time we leave England, which is Friday night at 11:45, so get your fingers ready.
And thanks to everyone who keeps shouting out, but not to the little boy who shouted out at me, "Mummy, look at that man."
Look at him! Signing out.
The boys, Dave and Squash.